Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabad is 7:05, and today is the 17th of September. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So good morning. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Did you have a nice weekend?
Pretty nice, yeah. Pretty nice. Beautiful, beautiful weather. And
what did you do?
Just house stuff, yeah, and we smoked a roast in the big barbecue and did things like that, you know.
So does that give you any kind of special high?
Smoking a roast?
Yeah.
Yeah, really hard to find big papers, though.
Big
papers.
Yeah. Linda's on assignment this morning. So what's the weather? What do we have today for the weather?
Well, let's see here. Looks like we're going to see today high around 97 degrees, 59 tonight, and then about 95 tomorrow. Right now in Redding, we're looking at 58 degrees. A report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, we were up there over the weekend. It was, as usual, really, really good. The weather was just excellent. Service great. Music out on the patio. A young man, I thought at first he was one of the Italian stone workers that are up there finishing up some work up there. But of course, with the proper permits. You know, the other thing, too, is I'm going to talk about this a little bit later after the break, after we get a little more time, about religion. And the fact is that I saw something. I had the honor to be there not a ceremony, but for somebody that who has been fighting cancer for a while and is in the final stages of fighting it in the sense of winning. And some things that had happened and what happened at the chapel up there at Anselmo's. And again, the chapel is not open to the public. The chapel is for Anselmo and his family and people he invites there. It's not, can't have weddings, can't have funerals, can't have baptisms or anything else like that. But you can't have services. And there was an impromptu service up there Friday for a woman who is fighting and beating cancer. And it was probably one of the most beautiful ceremonies. I was invited to attend it. So Linda and I went up there that on Friday night after we'd been there for a bit. And it was truly a very moving ceremony. I'm not Catholic, but it was such that people were drawn together that weren't Catholics. For one thing is to pray to help this woman. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about that later, but we've got a lot of other things to do today. But the first thing we're going to do is say hello to Susan Eastman from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are starting out lower as investors take a breather following last week's rally. The three most actively traded stocks this morning, Bank of America off 21 cents, trading at $9.34. General Electric down 18 cents at $21.93. Ford down a quarter at $10.28. Turning to the market now, Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 24 points at 13,569. The S&P 500 is down 3 points at 1462. And the NASDAQ Composite is off 8 points at 3,175. Over to local stocks of interest, PepsiCo's positive 27 cents, trading at $70.72 per share. Pacific Gas and Electric up a nickel at $43.30. AT&T down 19 cents at $37.44. Commodities are mixed. Gold is up 80 cents at $1,773 per ounce. Silver's off 8 cents at $34. Crude oil positive 13 cents, trading at $99 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan.
Yes.
So what was the big thing last week? Why was the market so wild and crazy?
Well, Bernanke said that we were going to buy bonds every month, and that means cash goes in the system, and it just lifts the spirits temporarily.
Temporarily, because we're using...
Because we still have the same issues.
Yeah, I mean, and doesn't that mean printing more money?
Yes. The dollar goes down, and then there will be fears of inflation, although inflation is intact right now. There's no inflation right now.
Not right now. Okay.
But we feel it at the stores, I think, when we go shopping.
Yeah.
And the gas station,
and
right?
And the gas station.
That's,
you know,
right.
You know, here we are sitting on what, thousands, hundreds of millions of barrels of oil, and we can't seem to fix that. I know,
the
I'm
tensions
not,
in Libya.
Well, yeah, add that one on there. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Okay, well, Susan, thank you as usual. You're on top of everything.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
You bet. Wells Fargo Advisors, go on down and talk to Susan. Go on down to Park Marina Drive and see her. And she'll tell you what's going on and give you some really great advice. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and catch up on what's happening in Afghanistan. Protest, of course, in the Middle East. Is it the, of course, it's the Arab Spring to the Arab Winter, maybe. I don't know. We'll find out here. And then, of course, what's happening around here. In this great book that Bob Woodward, the one who brought down Nixon, wrote about Obama. What does he think about Obama and his administration? We'll be right back. Carl and Bob, Free Fire Radio.
If you are confused, check with the sun.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Bylinda's on assignment this morning. Well, really what it is that the front yard is kind of floating away. When the gardener comes up and says, you know, a lot of water in your front yard. I said, yeah, we noticed that over the weekend. So we're trying to get that fixed this morning. I don't know if it's a busted pipe. Oh, let's hope it's not a busted pipe. Let's just hope we're just overwatering it, which I doubt. But anyway, 7:15 in the morning. All right, let me finish up on this. You know, when I was talking about it, was I went up to Anselmo's chapel. And again, it's not open to the public or anything. You know, it's invited in, but it was for one of his employees that's been battling cancer and is in the process of winning it. But a gentleman and his wife from the East brought a religious symbol from Pennsylvania for her. And so we were all invited up, friends of the woman, and we all went up to the chapel, and of course the chapel was absolutely beautiful. And everybody was there to give her support. And it was truly a moving ceremony. Again, you know, when people complain about, you know, or say things like, oh, he's using it to make money and blah, blah, blah. Well, he's not. He's never going to make any money on how much he spent. A lot of money, I imagine. I don't know how much he spent, but if you take a look at it, he's always spent a lot of money on this chapel that holds 32 people. That's right, 32 people. And he has his, you know, he has, you know, the priest and, you know, that are on sabbaticals that are traveling through the area because they do this. He's got a place for them to stay. And then they can hold Mass. And that's when he holds Mass for him and his family, because religion plays a big part to Reverend Anselmo. And a lot of people just don't understand this, but it's true. He doesn't do this for other people. He does this for himself and his wife and his close family. He won't let you go. Hey, can we go there to renew our vows? No. First of all, there is no renewing of vows. Once you've done it once, that's it. So, okay, let's move on. Tragedy in Afghanistan. 8 coalition troops killed in 3 days. 4 Americans were killed by an Afghan policeman yesterday. That makes 51 coalition troops killed this year by Afghan service members. Now, on Friday was the biggest attack we have had in Afghanistan against a base at Camp Bastion down in the Helmand Province. 15 Taliban dressed as U.S. soldiers attacked. 2 Marines were killed, 9 more wounded. But this is what they did. They got into the airbase there. They destroyed 6 Harriers. They destroyed a hangar. They damaged 2 others, destroyed the fuel pumping areas. $20 million a pop for the Harriers. Not even count, you know, which is secondary, of course, to the loss of our people. 6 Harrier jets. It was the most we've lost in combat since Vietnam, in this ground raid of 15 Taliban, 14 killed, 1 captured. They, you know, and the Taliban said this was because of the, guess what? The film. The, you know, the quote, anti-Muhammad, anti-Muslim film. Well, you know, frankly, I don't think that. I think it has to do with things like, attacks from the drones, attacks from the Marines, and attacks from these Harriers all over the place. It was they used automatic weapons, rocket propelled grenades, and suicide vest to do this. More protests in Pakistan and Afghanistan. A lot of these have turned violent. And again, these are based on the Mohammed film. However, some people in Libya, you know, are bastard murdered there. And Libya say it might have something to do with Al-Qaeda, the number 2 guy in Al-Qaeda being killed in there, who was from Libya. Also, you remember Salman Rushdie?
Oh, yeah.
He wrote this, you know, remember him, Bob? He wrote this book about, you know, gosh, what was it, decades ago?
Yeah, the Satanic Verses.
Right. And the Ayatollah Khomeini of Iran put a death jihad out on him. And offered a reward for his death. And completely, you know, it completely changed his world. Well, another militant Islamic group has just upped the ante. So, $3.3 million. $3.3 million is the price on Rushdie's head now. Can you believe that? Because he wrote a book.
And is pushing sales of his new book. But, yeah, I mean, talk about holding a grudge.
Well, he's got a new book out, right? Well, maybe that's why. Maybe he put it on himself. The thing about it is $3.3 million on your head to kill you because you wrote a book about a religion. the actress that was in this stupid movie. By the way, if you have not seen this movie on YouTube, if you've not seen the trailers on this movie on YouTube, please take some time and look at it. It is the most suffering. It's got to be the worst movie that you've ever seen. The fact that the guy spent $5 million on it, I just don't, I mean, how do you do that? It is so bad. I mean, it's extremely bad. And anybody that would take anything like this, you know, no sane person would look at this. No sane, logical person would look at this and get this thing of oh my God, we must destroy the West now because of this. We must protest over this. I don't, you know, frankly, if you haven't seen it, well, you know what, if you see it, I would have never seen it if it hadn't been in the news. If it hadn't come up like that, because, I mean, how many times do you look for something like this? Anyway, okay, pathetic. 7:20 in the morning, we're going to take another break. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. When I come back, I want to talk about Bob Woodward's new book, Price of Politics, and what he says about the Obama administration. This is the man you remember that brought down Nixon. We'll be right back.
Join me September 28th. We'll all be up at Anselmo Vineyards singing away with Bob Casandas on guitar, Andy Uli on bass, and Lou White. We start off the night with that good, great jazz dinner music. Later on, we're going to rock out. So come up and enjoy a fabulous five-star meal. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. That's a Friday night, and we'll be there performing from 7 to 10. Anselmo Vineyards.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kurt Taylor, and let's set your appointment today, 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at reddingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
If your child plans to play school sports, they're going to need a sports physical. Make it easy. Bring them to Pulse Urgent Care's newly expanded facility. Pulse Urgent Care offers sports physicals for just $25. You're in and out quickly, and Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week for your convenience from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. To schedule your child's sports physical, call 722-1111. Or just walk into Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive next to Ross and Kmart. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and our buddies down there. Discounts for veterans. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, and now it's going to be, you're going to be needing that coffee more and more as the weather gets a little bit chillier. It's 58 degrees out right now, in fact. Also, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Joe and Shelley have been with us in this community for over three decades, helping this community in a lot of different ways, not just in taxes, of course, but in helping and giving and supporting charities, providing people with fresh starts, the whole thing. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, you know, but finishing a little bit up on the on these protests is that they're, you know, it's broken down a number of things, but you know, one of the things I read was, and it was, is that if people watch that film from the Middle East, watch that film, they don't do it, you know, to make up their own minds. They pretty much go along with the crowds and about what's happening there. You know, the things with the wars that we have, you know, going on right now in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, where we're attacking into that, the backing of what, in Libya, all this is happening. Plus, when you get into it in Egypt, and the economy is absolutely horrendous. So all these things are working to help, you know, to help build all this anger. And Yahoo has refused to take down the film, which I think is great, but they are limiting it so that you can't see it if you're in the Middle East or in other Muslim countries, I guess. So, okay, let's talk about Bob Woodward and his book, Price of Politics. He recounts the Obama administration. He researched it, was with people, interviewed people, and what he has said is this is a failed administration, a failed presidency. You know, he pulled down the Nixon and he strongly writes about things he sees and things you may not agree with. Because he goes after conservatives and Republicans just like that. But what he says, he calls Obama, and this is what comes out of this arrogant, aloof, and hyper-partisan, that he doesn't take criticism at all. He doesn't work with people. And the fact is that he has not brought the country back together. He has brought a huge, huge schism here. And it's not just because of talk radio or the media, because a lot of the media wants Obama. You know what? I want Obama to succeed. Yeah. I wanted him to succeed because we just turned on some. How about turning off the extra stuff in here, Bob, so I don't have to listen to myself 12 times. And I wanted him to succeed because our country would succeed. That's right. Our country would succeed. But he hasn't. We are worse off now than we've ever been. We are our largest debt ever. We have our military in bad shape. And we're getting ready to also, this sequestration, unless something's done about it, it's going to change your military forever. You know, the big thing they're hanging their hat on right here is, okay, we killed bin Laden. Well, trust me. Anybody in any position of power would have pushed that button to get bin Laden. The gays in the military, it's, you know, front page news, of course, in the Record Searchlight says military operates smoothly with gays. Great. My biggest concern was that this was done during wartime and this was going to cause problems. So if it hasn't, great. I'm not sure I'm not sure everything is final in on that. Yet, I think it's going to take a couple years. You can't just say in 1 year, oh, it's great. It's going to take years to find out if there is an impact. Hopefully, there's not. However, there already is the movement. You know, as we talked about when it was first here, it was that when this starts, when they accept, when the don't ask, don't tell goes away, and then you start seeing servicemen getting married in areas, in states where it's legal, that they now want the full benefits of married couples. Living on base, medical and everything, but the government doesn't recognize it, but stand by. In the second Obama administration, you'll see that. But what happens when they go to, if they go to a state where it's not legally recognized, like Texas? Or, hey, California. What impact does that have? There are so many things. Hey, okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Wade Riggs. He is one of the theater and theater producers around here. Puts on plays and musicals and all types of great entertainment. We're going to talk to him a little bit. And then after that, Sherry Beck, who's running for supervisor in this runoff. We need to talk to Sherry about her ideas about business and what we should do with that.
All right, Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, manufacturing in the New York region continues to contract. The Empire Manufacturing Index came in with a reading of negative 10.41 for September, marking the second straight month with a negative reading. Economists were looking for a reading of negative 2. The Occupy Wall Street movement is marking its first anniversary today. Protesters gathered around the New York Stock Exchange this morning in an attempt to keep people from getting to work. Activists returned to downtown Manhattan over the weekend with more than two dozen people being arrested. And Apple says pre-orders for its new iPhone 5 have set a new sales record. The company says 2 million devices were ordered in the first 24 hours. That's more than double the previous record held by the iPhone 4S. The iPhone 5 is set to hit store shelves on Friday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It's Monday. Yeah, I know it's a little tough to get started here today. It's kind of like cranking up your Harley in the old days when you had that, when you had the starter where you had to just kick the Kickstarter, where you just were just like cranking and cranking and cranking. If you didn't have it adjusted just right, it would come back and hit you in the leg. And it was just hard. And you go boom, boom. And then finally, though, when it does kick off, so everybody, stand up, shake yourselves. We're getting ready to go. 7:35 in the morning, September the 17th. It's 58 degrees out there. How hot's it going to be today there, Bad Bob?
Today's high should be right around 97, and tomorrow about 95. And right now in Reading, since you've got me completely flat-footed, we're looking at about 58 degrees, and the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. And Linda is out trying to fix our front yard, which is either floating away or we're watering too much. We've either got a busted pipe in there or we've just watered it too much, and it just because it's cooler at night, it doesn't evaporate. So, but if you turn off the water there, then you turn off water to all the little plants out there, and then we end up spending the whole day watering them just to try to save that. Frankly, I say, let's just throw gravel out there, you know, and some, you know, paint it green. That'll never happen. Wade Riggs.
Good morning.
It's our guest here. WE Multimedia Theater Group.
Yep.
That's yours.
And it, well, it's, I'm a part.
You're a part of that. Tell us something about yourself, Wade.
WE Multimedia Theater Group, we opened about 2 years ago, and the first play that we did was MASH, and had a cast and crew of about 100 people.
Yeah, we were there.
Yes, you were. Had a great time.
Had Linda sing.
She did.
She sang one of the songs.
I love her voice.
Isn't she great? And so, but tell me about you. How long have you been here in Reading?
Moved here in 95 and opened WE Multimedia, which is a separate company. We're a production company and a marketing company, and we just continue to grow and have fun and, you know, be a part of the community. I love Reading. I absolutely love Reading. I can't picture me anyplace else.
Well, you know, we had some younger actors in here, in fact, from the college, mm-hmm. when they were doing the play out there, Legally Blonde. Mm-hmm. And one of them said, you know what, this place is so great. There's so much culture and so much stuff to do. And I was looking at him, and I thought at first maybe he was kidding. But, no, he meant it. And all the plays, musicals, all the things that are going on, he meant that. It may not be as sophisticated, perhaps, as Broadway. But, I mean, there are a lot of things going on.
And we've got the talent. I mean, that's one of the things that just absolutely blew me away when I got into the arts here in Reading and Shasta County is the amount of talent. And, you know, I got involved with Riverfront Playhouse quite by accident about 4 years ago. And the people that were working not only on stage but behind the scenes, the directors and the people, the technical people, all of these people just are so tremendously talented, and they give of themselves. I mean, because, you know, these people are working these shows and not getting paid. They're doing it because they love the arts. They love theater. And when you put that type of passion on, you know, and apply that to a good script, you can't help but create magic on stage. And they have just been, Riverfront has been absolutely the leading theatrical force in Shasta County for, well, since 1981.
Well, you know, one of the things that we've noticed, or I've noticed, you know, I haven't been a big theater person. I've been to Broadway and those things when I was in that area. Was it seemed like every week there's something going on. 52 weeks a year. No, I'm not kidding you. I mean, no. Every weekend there seems like there's a play. And here's a city of 100,000, mm-hmm. who bought a city block, essentially, to put up a play, to put up a theater.
Yeah. Well, and it didn't used to be that way. I mean, obviously, but it just in the last 4 years that I've been involved in theater, I've seen more and more shows being staged. Elizabeth Johnson, who's now producing, has a show coming up in a few weeks. So we're seeing a lot more independent productions. We're also seeing a lot more of the established theater groups doing more, which is great for the community, absolutely great for the community, and the actors, because it gives them more opportunities to do what they're passionate about.
You ever seen any risque-type theater coming to Reading? Something like Hair, where there's nudity and all that?
Actually, Hair was staged here. Good grief, probably about 15 years ago.
Really? Was it a huge success?
You know, I don't know. I didn't go. Only because I wasn't here at the time. It was just before I got
here. Was it a traveling company, or is that somebody from here?
No, it was a local group did it. You know, that's you know, I mean, we've pushed
that envelope. That would be a tough thing for nudity in a local group because you live here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, would you really want to, you know, run into somebody in Safeway that just saw you on stage? You know, I don't think so. But it's
Well, that's the problem in Reading. It's like 1 degree of separation. You think, you know, you bump into somebody at the dog park that was there next to you at a, oh, yeah, you sat in front of me at the last time into, you know, at the Cascade Theater. Really? And then you start thinking, what did we talk about during that time frame?
Well, you know, it's amazing the amount of people that you run into that are actually involved in theater in this town.
Everybody. I mean, in some way, it seems like they are. I mean, here's Bad Bob gets involved with stuff like this, and, you know, and then now you're going to be, okay, we're going to take a break, but you've got something brand new you're going to do.
Absolutely.
And for this play, I think we talked a little bit about it, but, and then there's also some news, other news.
Yes, sir.
Perhaps sad news. We'll talk about that. Wade Riggs is our guest. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's ensuring that our front yard doesn't float away today. 7:45 in the morning, September the 17th. 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our guest is Wade Riggs. Before we get into that, just for a second, as Baird reminded me, is that tomorrow is the day that you have to mail out, the county has to mail out the absentee ballots to our military. I'm just saying this aloud today. I am sure that they will not have another mistake like they did last time and let things go over a few days just because Sherry, what, not Sherry, that, Kathy wasn't in the office that, you know, and, well, they were having personal problems, not as much as they should have after not mailing them out on time, but I'm sure they are on top of this because if Kathy Darling Allen is not on top of it this time and it goes out late, I would say that it's time for her to step down. I'm sure it's not. I'm sure that she's got it. But, I mean, two times in a row and you don't get them out on time, well, then something should be done. Okay, that's just a quick editorial taking part of Wade Riggs' time, which he's free anyway. So.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, your new play.
New play is called Pages, and it opens Thursday night at Old City Hall. I actually had the privilege of writing this play, so
this was a okay. And what's this about?
Pages is kind of a tribute to community theater. It's about a guy named Ray who finds himself suddenly single after 18 years of marriage, and he moves into this condominium with his cat. And to keep from climbing the walls, he volunteers at a local community theater and winds up getting cast in a play. And there are some absolutely hilarious moments to this as the story unfolds. There's a play within the play, and our director Matt McDonald has done just an absolutely tremendous job putting together a cast of A-list actors.
Okay, so who are part of our A-list here?
Oh, well, obviously you know Rachel Lane.
Rachel Lane, played one of our ladies here. Rachel, of course, is a KCNR. I won't say employee. She's a partner in this madness that we have.
And so. A tremendous actress.
Isn't she?
Harif Tafet plays Ray. Harif, actually, he's done a lot of episode television down in L.A. He was on Law & Order. Bobette Ellis, whom you know.
Harif?
Mm-hmm. He's...
Harif what?
Topet. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have we met Harif yet?
I'm not sure if you have.
You need to bring him in on the show one day.
He was in...
What was he in?
I worked with him. I had the opportunity to work with him over at Riverfront in Come Back, Little Sheba.
Okay. He's done TV down there, huh?
He's done TV in L.A.
Well, how about that? What's he doing up here?
He moved up here for work and business, and we were very fortunate to get him. She's going to kill me.
I know Savannah.
Savannah's
been in here before.
Yeah, and she was in Happy Days of the Musical.
Yes.
We've got...
fine actress.
Oh, yeah. There's just such a great cast of people.
Yeah.
And I'm going to kick myself because I can't remember the entire list.
No. The thing is you always put on great plays.
Well, this has been... a passion for me for such a long time, and and I thank Riverfront and the people over there because they're the ones who really got me on stage and created this passion.
Well, but something's happening now, though.
Yeah, well, I tell you, I've kind of got a mixed feelings over this because this is also going to be our last play at WE. We've been doing this for a few years now. We've done 9 shows and raised quite a bit of money for local nonprofits and theater groups. And so we're going to be doing other things, this will be our final show. And we're going to go out with a bang. We are, because I wrote the play, we can do some things that we normally can't do. And so this Sunday, the 23rd, we're going to be broadcasting Pages live on the Internet and on pay-per-view. And 100% of the online ticket sales are going to be donated to Riverfront Playhouse to help build that new theater downtown.
Well, this is a first. You know, we've done streaming here before, mm-hmm. and we're going to do it again. Video streaming. We do, of course, audio streaming, we try. So you're going to stream a live stream the whole play.
Right, multiple cameras.
So how do people get involved with this?
Well, if you go to Enjoy the Store, you can buy your tickets to either the theater show, so you can actually go in and sit and watch the show, or you can buy your online tickets there as well, and basically it'll give you a link and login and password. So you just click on that, or you can go to our website, which is wemultimedia.com, buy your tickets to the show, which opens Thursday, runs through the 29th, or for the live webcast on the 23rd.
Okay, sounds good. My gosh. Okay, when's it start?
We open this Thursday. at Old City Hall. Curtain is at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6:15. We've got special prices this Thursday and for Sunday. Tickets are going to be only $10.
Okay, and that's right across the street from our studios right here.
Absolutely, yeah, so you need to come over.
We will. So you said something about something with Linda and I.
I'd love to do something with you and Linda. I mean, I'm going to, even though, you know, this is my last show, I'm still going to be involved producing and involved in local area theater.
And I tell you what, people have asked us to do that, especially Linda, not me, but they asked Linda all the time. And it's the only thing that keeps her from doing that, and I think she would even make an exception depending on what it is the hours we work. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that probably directors would probably want things like rehearsals, and y'all rehearse till like 10 or 11 o'clock at night.
We just got to come up with a project that works, that fits in with you guys' schedule, because seeing Linda on stage in MASH was an experience, and anybody who didn't see that, oh, they missed out.
Well, she's, you know what, she'd be great, and she's been in musicals before, and she's played a variety of parts there. I think she'd be great too, but it'd be the kind of thing is if she decided to do that, it would be some changes that we'd have to make. Mm-hmm. But you know what, you know, you only go through life once.
That's it.
Okay. Wade Riggs, thanks for everything you've done around here.
You know what? I thank you. You know, if it wasn't for the support that we received from you and Linda, I don't think we would have been able to accomplish as much as we did, Carl. So thank you.
Community radio, community theater, our community. You know, if we can all work together on this thing, that's, you know, that was from the very beginning what we wanted. And but, you know, we get people like Wade Riggs, and because you do a lot of stuff, you do a lot of stuff pro bono, you do a lot of stuff for charities for free. And tell us about your business real quick.
WE Multimedia. We're a production company. We do work quite a bit with local area charities and donate our time and services as much as we can. I mean, unfortunately, yeah, I still have that little thing called a mortgage payment that I got to make on occasion. But for the most part, we try to do as much as we can because, you know, this is our community. You know, I mean, you give back where you live, and it trickles down. You know, like I said, I love Reading. I'm proud to be a part of the arts. I'm proud to be a part of the Arts Council. And we'll keep on trucking as best we can.
Well, here I am seeing you in a suit, striped suit, and tie, and everything. I'm going, what's going on? Oh, gosh, I'm really sorry nobody died. And he goes, no, I got a job today. You know, I'm working today.
That's
one
of those few days I get to actually clean up and work for a living.
Well, no, when you walked in, I thought, gosh, there must be a new play trying out or something like that. Anyway, Wade Riggs, you know, you've done a lot for our community, Wade, and we're, you know, anytime we can help. Anything you got going on, just let us know.
Thank you, and give Linda my love.
I'll do that. All right, we'll be back in a minute. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 7:52 in the morning, 58 degrees out there on September 17th. And there's some, we'll get back to some of the comments here about money and the riots in the Middle East. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Loaders online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Loaders.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear,
Yeah, Sugar Bear.
Remind me again why we're out here.
To get in touch with our inner bear.
Our inner bear? What's that?
Yep, our inner bear.
Couldn't we just do that at home?
Oh, come on. Get in the spirit. We need to find the words to truly channel our never-ending, all-consuming need to feed people huge portions of great-tasting food at modest prices.
Couldn't we just tell them about all of our home-style meals we offer and how we make things with the freshest ingredients, never any freeze-dried or prefabricated stuff?
Well,
and how we never compromise quality while maintaining reasonable prices.
Well, now that does kind of have a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
Did you have to bring a real bear?
Real bear? Okay, don't panic.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We'll be, we got about 5 minutes and then after the hour, at the top of the hour, we'll be having Sherry Beck, candidates for supervisor, will join us. And but this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. I can't say enough about our local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. They're our neighbors. They do one thing. They give great deals, and then they take care of the vehicle that you sold, that they sold to you, in just an exemplary fashion. I can't say enough about the service they've given me on my Ford F-150. But not only that, but they've got the car, truck, or SUV, whether it's brand new or previously owned, they've got it for you. You've got to go down there and talk to them. Give them a chance. Go down to 555 Cypress Avenue. Or give them a call at 223-2177. Tell them what you're looking for, and I bet they're going to be able to help you. Redding Crown Motors. They take extreme pride in the vehicles they sell and the great customer experience that you're going to have. All right. We've got some okay comments here from about the riots in the Middle East or protests. You know what? You can call them protests, but when they burn things and the people are killed, I think at that point they start talking about they start becoming riots. It says here is that this whole thing, according to one of our chat room people, is a way to impose Sharia law. Sharia law, you know, we've got to do a show on Sharia law sometime because I hear all types, I read about it and all that, but I'd like to have an expert on Sharia law. Tell us what that's about. Is it truly as it seems like it's so harsh to their people? Now, we have seen things, of course, I've been there for and seen what happens if you steal a number of times and how you can lose a hand over that. I've been there when I've seen people, you know, punished. Yesterday when I was going, we were cleaning up things, I was looking through some old photos of being in Iraq back in 2003, right after the, quote, war was declared over. On the neighborhoods, I had lots of pictures of the neighborhoods. I had and looking at the people, and this was the first time Linda had seen these photos. And she says, my gosh. And I went, yeah. I said, but it's better. It was better at that point for some of the people. Because in the fact of now they didn't have to worry about somebody knocking on their door and pulling them out in the middle of the night. But it was worse in the sense that nothing worked. And under Saddam Hussein, if you were on his side, everything worked for you. But if you didn't work on his side, of course, then you didn't get electricity and all this other stuff was cut off. But this whole thing and what's happening in the Middle East is this is not going to end. This is the bottom line, which is what I'm trying to get to, is this is not going to end. These riots, these protests, these bombings, this is never going to end. This is never going to end. We have to always be vigilant. We always have to be ready for that, for something like that. Henry, you got something you want to say here in the last minute?
Yeah, Carl, I want to take lessons from you.
How do you get your wife to do all the yard work or you sort of fool around?
Well, you know what? I do things in the yard. I have been known to turn on the fountain.
Oh, you do?
The other day I went out and I watered this bamboo plant.
Well, my thought was that I should take some lessons.
Well, you know what? I could give this, you know, I could give yard work with Carl. Kind of like
think
that,
that's
you know,
wonderful.
And then, you know, like things like she was planting all these new plants and all that while I was cleaning up where the Harley was, which was a mess.
Incidentally, what'd you think of that deal with Prince Harry? He screwed up in Las Vegas, so they shipped his butt to Afghanistan. You know, that reminds me of the army I was in.
Well, you know, he was over there. You know what? He was within a few miles of that base, too. Some people think that he might have been a target.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we got to run. We'll be right back after the news here.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Yet another big anti-American protest. That's in Lebanon, a country the State Department has warned Americans not to travel to. There have also been violent protests in Pakistan, Indonesia, and Afghanistan.
Today's protests seem more like a staged event rather than a genuine outpouring of anger, as many of the protesters were young children and teenage boys.
Fox's Connor Powell in Kabul. Fox's Greg Palcott is in Tunisia, where a mosque is surrounded by 1,000 troops with a group of radicals inside, wanted for last week's attack on a U.S. embassy.
Ansar al-Sharia is not just here in Tunisia, it is in Libya as well, suspected to be involved in the killing of American Ambassador Chris Stephen, as well as 3 other Americans last Tuesday in the consulate in Benghazi.
An 18-year-old in Illinois, who the FBI says wanted to kill Americans because we've killed Muslims, will be in court 3 days after Adele Dowd was arrested, accused of trying to blow up a Chicago bar with what turned out to be a fake bomb given to him by undercover agents. President Obama's en route to Ohio to campaign and announced he's going to take on China at the World Trade Organization for unfairly putting high tariffs on U.S. cars while subsidizing its own Chinese auto industry. This as Republican Mitt Romney gets ready to reframe his economic message. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor live in Washington.
Mitt Romney will get back to the economy after a couple of weeks talking about foreign relations, not an area where he's had long experience. Pollsters say when Romney talks about the unemployment rate and jobs not created during the Obama presidency, he is playing to his strength. In a new TV ad, Romney promises to help the middle class by creating 12 million jobs. Campaigning today in Los Angeles, he's expected to carry on with that theme. Dave.
Now, Steve, 2 teenage boys are dead east of Seattle. They fell off rocks near a waterfall yesterday. Another teenager with them ran down a trail for 5 miles to get help as other hikers tried CPR. But when rescuers got there, it was too late. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At work, Matt grew more anxious by the day. The dread was fueled by the fear around him. Matt's own work was on solid ground, but from every quarter he felt the panic. Deadline slipping, quality dropping, morale in a nosedive. Focused on others losing their grip, Matt was losing his own. One night at home, his wife spoke up. "Don't build your perspective on others' panic," she said. "You can care, but the only job you can do is your own." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Of course, we must stay alert to the big picture, but don't let fears around you destroy your own footing. What you can do is all you can do in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel has just gone to court wanting striking teachers ordered back to school. This teacher negotiator says they need more time to evaluate a tentative agreement.
It's hard to express how difficult it is to rewrite every single aspect of how a school system operates.
In North Carolina, he was a Green Beret. Now he's a lifer in prison in a case that led to a best-selling book and TV miniseries, and it's getting a new look now.
More than 4 decades after the murder of his pregnant wife and 2 young daughters, a former Green Beret Army surgeon gets another chance to prove his innocence. This week, a federal judge is reviewing previously unheard witness statements as well as DNA evidence in the case of Jeffrey McDonald, who's currently serving life in prison. Attending this hearing, Errol Morris, director of the Thin Blue Line, who recently published a book about the McDonald case entitled A Wilderness of Error.
I believe he's innocent. I can't prove it, but I have never found one scrap of evidence that proves he did it.
This evidentiary hearing could last as long as 2 weeks in Wilmington, North Carolina. Jonathan Serry, Fox News Radio.
He's on borrowed time, so a death row inmate is using that to go to court to try to stay alive.
Terrence Terry Williams is set to be executed next month for the death of a Philadelphia man in 1984. He says he fatally beat Amos Norwood with a tire iron after years of sexual abuse. The hearing in Harrisburg today is not the only legal avenue Williams is pursuing to avoid execution. A judge has granted a new evidence hearing after an accomplice claimed he knew Williams was abused, but authorities with whom he had a plea agreement told him to focus on the robbery motive instead. The pardons board must unanimously vote in the defendant's favor to recommend the governor grant clemency. In Harrisburg, Bob Hauer, Fox News Radio.
A federal judge who ruled taxpayers must pay for a Massachusetts murderer's sex change operation in prison has now determined Michelle Kosilek is eligible for public reimbursement of legal fees. When known as Robert, Kosilek killed his wife in 1990. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, on the Free Fire Media, with Carl and the Bot. 8:05 in the morning, September the 17th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, and Linda is out trying to make sure our front yard doesn't float away. The gardener says, did you notice that it's wet in there? I said, yeah, I've noticed it for like 3 days. I thought, really, frankly, he had run over something, but he didn't. He comes in once a week, and I think he comes in once a week because the grass looks shorter. But I'm not sure. Anyway, so she's making sure, like I said, she's getting that taken care of this morning. And like Henry says, how do you get her to do that? Because Linda loves working in the yard. She loves planting flowers and doing all these things. I bring in stuff and I help when she tells me to. Okay, we're going to see, do we have everybody on the line lined up here? Well, let's go to Wells Fargo first, to Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan. So good to hear from you again.
Thank you, Carl. Good morning. News of shrinking manufacturing and renewed European worries have caused stocks to pull back this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 17 points, 13,575. The S&P 500 is off 2 points at 1463. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 8 points at 3,176. Some of the day's biggest movers, Coca-Cola positive 6 cents, trading at 38.18. Tyco International up 59 cents at 55.83 per share. Pfizer up 9 cents, trading at 23.89. Local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares down a nickel at $16.38. North Valley Bank flat at 13.60. Bank of Commerce no change at $4.28. For commodities, gold is down $1.30 at $1,771 per ounce. Silver is off 16 cents at 34. Crude oil positive 34 cents at $99 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Susan. Wells Fargo Advisors are down on Park Mina Drive. We hear there. We have them on our show at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10, Monday through Friday. And if you need somebody to talk to about what's going on Wall Street, go down and see Susan or Chris or Kathy or Josh, and they're going to tell you what's going on. They can tell you what to do with your money. All right. Okay, now, it's Monday. It must be time for Elizabeth. Good morning, Elizabeth. What's
Good
our latest?
Morning. Good morning. How are you?
We're peachy.
Good.
Yeah, you know what? We are. You know what? It's Monday. It's
and
58.
Doesn't it feel like fall in the air?
It does. It's 58 degrees
that.
Out there. It's it's just about that perfect time to crank that Harley up and get going.
That's nice.
So what do y'all have now? I mean, last week, or what was it? Last week was the debate.
Yeah, we had the first congressional district.
Oh, I tell you what, that was a hotly contested one.
Yeah, we knew it would be.
If not, then the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Here's the greatest thing about debate: you can't plan on everything that's being said.
That's why they call them debates.
Mm-hmm. I frankly enjoy listening to debates like that.
Yeah, they're full of surprises.
You know what? Here's the thing: there's a distinct difference between LaMalfa and Reid.
Mm-hmm.
There just is. And you know, they had an editorial on the paper today. You know, he said there's a distinct difference. You know, he's talking about Romney and and Obama.
Uh-huh.
And there's a distinct difference there, too. You know, two different philosophies for both of them, for both sides, at the national level like that.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, in the primaries, you will find that you'll have more candidates, and it'll be harder to find distinctions because they all are generally on the same page. But once you get through the primaries and you're down to the two, you know, if there is a runoff, the two top vote-getters, that's where you really start to see the differences.
Yeah, we know, well, right now, there's probably going to be a runoff between Nielsen and somebody else, too, for the state Senate. And that ought to be interesting when you start narrowing that down, because now we have six people in the race.
Yeah, and it's tough when they jump in at the last minute because
you don't really
have a chance to get to know them.
Yeah, well, one of them's a former teacher and a Democrat who changed her status to independent.
Yeah.
Or does not, I don't know, what is that, does not indicate or something?
Oh, declines to state.
Yeah, declines to state. And there's three of them in the race with that, which probably means that they're Democrats, but I'm not sure. They declined to state because I'm a Democrat. Well, okay, say that. Okay, and automatically you get 30% of the vote.
There you go.
So you've got to sell another 20% on your program then.
Yeah. That's
right. Okay, what are you doing tonight?
Well, so tonight, as you know, we're talking about debates, and we have a series of debates over the next few weeks. And tonight will be the debate between Sherry Beck and Bill Chappelle, both of whom are running for the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 4. And District 4 primarily encompasses parts of North Lake Boulevard, Shasta Lake City, Lakehead, up the northern, the far northern part of Redding. It covers those folks living around Walmart and Costco. So it's the far northern section of Shasta County.
Yeah, and we have Sherry with us today. We're going to
have
Bill later on this week.
Great.
So
we'll have that debate tonight.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're going to ask some questions to Sherry, just like we will, Bill. So after the debate, maybe we'll have more questions.
There you go.
All right. Okay, that happens at 6 p.m. tonight?
6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road at the Destiny Fellowship Church.
Okay, and by the way, just to make things clear here, is that in the last week when they had a read in Lamothian, they talked about a display of noise and everything, but this was from both sides, not necessarily, you know, it wasn't LaMoffa's people trying to drown them out or have comments. And this was also some, you know, the number of people that were there to support Reed. So it wasn't
there wasn't
it wasn't Tea Party people trying to drown Reed out.
And the reason that you could, you know, really tell the difference between the meetings that we've held there over the last 3 years and that particular one was that there were a lot of supporters for Reed that had never attended the meetings before, who hadn't been there before. So there was a real distinctive difference in the mood.
Okay. All right. All right. 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
Off of one of you. All right.
Thanks.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Bye.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Sherry Beck is sitting here ready for the questions of you and us. We'll be right back. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, Gunmetal Gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated.
When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granite Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops. Estate Granite Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granite Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granite Things. So call today at 241-STONE or visit us online at estategranite.com.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:16 in the morning on September 17th. Get your little phones out, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. The Sports News Show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, it's a good place to get that big cup of coffee for a great price in the morning. You can buy any type of coffee bean you want there also. Great prices for the coffee beans. And then walk over to the humidor, see what kind of cigars they have on sale, because they will meet or beat any price on tobacco in Reading. Veterans get discounts. They support this community and have for over 30 years. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Sherry Beck, good morning.
Good morning.
So how's the campaign coming?
It's very busy, and it's going great. I have over 150 endorsements.
Well, so does that mean it's 150 votes for sure?
No, what that means is that people who are elected officials and leaders in the community support what I'm doing to get elected to the Board of Supervisors in District 4.
Do they all live up there in District 4?
No, they don't.
Okay. So, but these are people like, let me go through these. Let me see. Pat Modi. Mm-hmm. Linda Hartman and Glenn Hawes,
both supervisors support me.
Temporarily. There's a whole bunch of people here.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got a bunch of people then that are supporting you that way. Now, tell us something about Sherry Beck, though.
Sherry Beck has lived in this community for 36 years. My husband and I had a business before we moved up here for a number of years. We had a full-service steakhouse. I have graduated from Shasta College and Simpson University. I was their first Honor Society president, and I was a baccalaureate speaker. I was on the Shasta Community College Board for 8 years, dealing with different issues, including union negotiations and contracts, and we passed a bond measure and built many buildings, one of which is the health science building down here, as well as another campus in Red Bluff. I have been involved with veterans, and I have a number of plaques. When I worked for Senator Maurice Johannesson, I did a lot of veterans works, helping them, and I want to continue to help them. My number one priority, however, is public safety, and I think that you wanted to discuss that as well. My second priority is jobs. We need jobs in this county. And if you remember your civics lessons or your economic classes in college, you'll know that in order to support government and have it function well, people need to have jobs, because people who have jobs pay taxes, and they buy cars and pay taxes, they buy property and pay taxes, businesses pay taxes. I'm not advocating more taxes or higher taxes. I'm advocating jobs. And we need to seriously look at that and work with EDC in getting more businesses into this community. But you know what? Businesses won't come here if we keep turning them off, saying, no, we're not going to support a big project, or we're not going to support big investors. They won't come here and bring their families if we don't have public safety in our communities. So I'm very concerned about that. I'm also concerned about our water rights, preserving our area of origin, and also helping the veterans, particularly getting the veterans' home open and helping the homeless veterans.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break then, because we're going to come back and take each one of those in order. Right. Carl Lindebott, Free Fire Radio. Cherry Beck, running for District 4 Supervisor, is our guest. And we've got questions, and as you do. And we're going to get to all the chat room questions, and give us a call also at 530-605-4567.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me September 28th. We'll all be up at Anselmo Vineyards singing away with Bob Casandas on guitar, Andy Uli on bass, and Lou White. We start off the night with that good, great jazz dinner music. Later on, we're going to rock out. So come up and enjoy a fabulous five-star meal. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. That's a Friday night, and we'll be there performing from 7 to 10. Anselmo Vineyards.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, you know what? It's still getting hot out there. And then it's going to get cold. And so who do you call to make sure your house is cool, smoke-free, or warm? Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. They believe in the old-fashioned quality of service. They service all makes and models, and they are out on the go 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. What can I say about this? Go to homecomfort.org, or give them a call at 221-2642. Been around since 1992. Come on. They do great work. They work out at our place, and we're very happy with that. Okay, our guest is Sherry Beck, running for District 4 Supervisor. Let's go to the phone. Sandy, you are live on KCNR.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question for you regarding the Shasta County Jail project. You were for that project, and I'd like to know how you can substantiate your encouragement for that at the cost of the taxpayers.
I prefaced my remarks to the Board of Supervisors when I said I supported that jail project because there was $33 million offered from the state, but I projected that unless we had the money to meet the matching funds and the funds to continue operating it, I could not support it. And I think anyone who was at the Board of Supervisors meeting or you want to review it on the television will know that I preface that with, if we had the money, I would support it. I think eventually we will get a jail, but in order to do that, it's going to take a lot of economic recovery for us to have funds to do that, and also for the state to have the funds to offer it again.
I do see your point there with your preface, but I also think that our, you know, unfortunately, our tax base in this county has depreciated. We can't even afford a police or any coverage for sheriffs or things like that right now, so I think it's probably a long ways off.
Well, how do you increase your tax base? You encourage businesses to come here, and we promote jobs. People who have jobs help support their government. And unless we can improve
object to provide us with more jobs? What's your encouragement in that direction?
Working with EDC, I know that there's supposed to be a special meeting on Wednesday where Mark LaSalle will give us a report on what he is doing to bring business into this county. Also, we need to work with our legislators to get some of these onerous regulations off in our businesses. And having worked for the legislature for over 28 years and working with various legislators, I know the issues that they deal with, and I'm supporting them in trying to get rid of these onerous regulations. And also look at our tax base for our corporations. We have the highest tax base in the United States for our businesses. We need to take a look at that. We need to get different legislators and a governor down there that understands business. 80% of the businesses in the United States are small business, and small businesses are suffering, and they're going to suffer even more under Obamacare.
Well, even our state workers are suffering. And our federal workers are suffering. The entire economy of this state and nation are suffering under the present administration, and I definitely think we need to vote them out.
You are absolutely right there.
Sandy, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, I understand what you're saying, Sherry. I mean, yes, we need a new federal administration. We need to vote Brown out and all the Democrats. That's not going to happen. So what can we do right here? What can we do? What changes would you make in the reports, permits, reviews, right here in Shasta County?
I think we need to streamline the permit process, and we need to have a better attitude in that department.
How do you do that? Do you get rid of the people? Do you break the department up? You got one department that heads up all of these things.
If you eat
food, drink water, or breathe air, you come into the resources department there.
The resources
management
department, right.
Would you break that department up?
I think what needs to be done is to get a new department head in there.
And he's retiring. He's already said that.
That's what I understand. And I think the Board of Supervisors needs to be a little bit stronger on what we are trying to do to help business. When people go in there with their projects, I don't want them, state or the county employees to say to them, no, we can't do that. I want them to look at their project and say, well, here's the state requirements, here are the federal requirements, here are local ordinances. Let's see what we can do to make your project work under these requirements that we have to abide by. And I think by having a better customer service and a better attitude that we can help more businesses come in here. But we also have to look at businesses that want to invest in our community. I think the big picture that we can look at what happened with the project down there south of Reading is we had a large investment group come in wanting to put
You're talking about the Knighton Road shopping center
right.
mall.
There was supposed to be over 1,400 jobs produced, 500 construction jobs, thousands of dollars given to our law enforcement through the sales tax effort. And when we turned them off, what kind of message did we send to other large investors that want to come to our county? It's like Chester County doesn't want you. So are they going to come? We have to change this attitude. We have to look positively at businesses that want to invest here. And like I mentioned before, we need to know that we have public safety working for us, because businesses won't come here with their families and settle down in a community where we've got these public safety problems.
Well, public safety in reality is where our property crime has gone up a lot in the year, that we're still a pretty safe place to live. But I want to talk about that when we come back to the realignment, the group that was working on realignment, mm-hmm. what the board of supervisors did that had to do with this, opening up the last floor of the jail. Mm-hmm. But about public safety, but also how the board of supervisors should interact with the departments there. I mean, should Larry Lee be in charge of every department, or should the board of supervisors be in charge of some of the departments like they are now? We'll talk about that as soon as we get back.
Okay.
Carl Lindebot, Sherry Beck is our guest, and Sherry wants to reform business, or how we do business here in the county. Somebody's got to. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Kirsten McNary. There's a new warning against travel to Lebanon.
The State Department says there's potential for a spontaneous upsurge in violence, that extremist groups are targeting Americans, and they're warning it's really dangerous along Lebanon's western border with Syria. The government also telling U.S. citizens who have to stay there to keep a low profile. Over the past week, state has also upped the warnings against travel to Sudan, Tunisia, Algeria, and Libya.
Fox News Radio's Jill Nato. The president taking on Chinese business practices.
U.S. businesses that sell products in China complain that the Chinese put up big tariffs and other barriers to free trade, and also give unfair subsidies to their own businesses. Today in Cincinnati, we are told President Obama will announce the U.S. is making a formal complaint about China before the World Trade Organization.
Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor in Washington. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Hey, take a step back in time. Discounts for veterans and seniors. Great prices. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? He's got fishing trophies on the wall. It's got hunting trophies on the wall. Great guys. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Go down, get in there, talk to them. You're just going to have a great time. If you're going to get a haircut, there's the place to go. Hey, our guest is Sherry Beck, District 4 Supervisor, running for District 4 Supervisor, I should say. there's no endorsements. We make no endorsements. Absolutely no endorsements on local, city council and county supervisors. We appreciate everybody running. Let's talk about public safety.
Okay.
All right, public safety. How would you rate our realignment work up to now? On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the best, 10 being the worst. Where would you say we are as far as realignment and being ready?
I think about 5, because okay. There are certain portions of it that are not proceeding as fast as the supervisors would like it to proceed. And one of those is setting up the assessment center. And that, of course, is overseen by the probation chief. And that probation chief is appointed by the courts. He's been dragging his feet, and the supervisors have taken him to task several times. He first wanted to have an assessment center down here across the street from a Bank of Commerce. There are 6 banks within that area, and they all complained, why are you putting these criminals down here among all these banks? No, we will oppose this. And so he looked for another spot, and that is across the street from the administration office. That is being negotiated. However, it's going to take time to negotiate the cost, and they'll have to remodel it. To me, I have been to the Board of Supervisors and listened to these excuses long enough. We should have had that assessment center within 6 months of getting the money for it, getting it negotiated, getting the property, and set this up, because these felons are supposed to be assessed.
Would you have replaced him?
Would I have replaced him? The Board of Supervisors doesn't have the authority to do that.
The Board of Supervisors could lean into the courts, though, right?
Well, they can.
These are county courts, right?
They can. No, they're state courts.
Okay, but they can still lean into it, right?
They can express their opinion, and they have. They have taken him to task.
So why do you think the state courts wouldn't replace him, or at least take an interest into this? I mean, these are people that live here in town.
I can't speak for the courts. I don't know the court people that well. But I think they need to take him to task and get him going. I mean,
but there are other aspects to this thing, too. Okay? Now, he was in charge. Well, you know what? I totally agree. He shouldn't be doing this, because it's a year later. What do we have?
Right. We have nothing. And he says it won't be available until January 2013. That's ridiculous. That should not happen.
Okay. Tom's gotten all the floors of the jail open up. I think the first was in June, maybe beginning of July. Half of
the third floor was already open. And he has since opened the other half. It's full.
No, it wasn't open right at the beginning. He didn't open up the first half of that until like June or July. I believe that,
well,
because he couldn't find somebody to hire. He has just finished opening up the rest of it here in the last few weeks.
The rest of
it,
that's because he had to hire people. But my understanding was, when I went in there and spoke to him, that there was a half of a floor open. They wanted to get the rest of the half. The rest of it is because we have an overflow and no place to put them, and we need to get rid of this catch and release, where these people come in and out before the ink's even dry on their paperwork.
How would you do that? Because he's going to fill up the third floor. How do you do that?
Okay. He is contracting with other counties now to fill up their bed spaces that they have empty. And they're also looking at other alternatives, ankle bracelets and work release programs. Those types of things need to be worked on. We also need to work with our legislators. I know that Jim Nielsen has gone down there and told the governor, this is not working. This is not what the counties can handle. The money is there, part of it anyway, and we're not even sure we're going to get it for the next 2 years, which has been promised to us.
Well, unfortunately, it's working for the state. It works really good for the state because they're dumping the criminals out, and they're getting down to their space numbers, 130% or something like that.
Okay,
the bad thing is it's not working for us.
Well, if they're dumping it on the counties, then why do we have so many correctional officers still down there? They don't need that many correctional officers if they're dumping all these criminals into the counties.
I couldn't agree more. I do know they're not doing all the overtime they used to do, which offends them. Anyway, okay, look, hey, Pat, let's go to Pat on line one. You have a question for Sherry.
Yes, I do. I'm really concerned about this climate action plan, which, of course, calls for a reduction in greenhouse gas emission. And my question for the candidate is, how do you see that affecting jobs in Shasta County, that all these employers will have to comply with greenhouse gas emissions?
Well, that climate action plan has been around for a number of years. There's about three different pieces of legislation starting about 6 years ago. And yes, the state is putting on these onerous regulations on our businesses, trying to find alternative energy sources, cutting down on pollution. It's going to be very hard for them to accommodate this, although there are some businesses I know that have mitigated already, and they will be okay. There's one business I know about that is going to have a hard time, and they are going to be fined in January. So what happens if the fine is so large that they're going to have to cut back again on their employees, which they've already cut back because of the economy? It is going to have a tough time on us, but we're supposed to be complying with these state laws, and so we're kind of caught between a rock and a hard spot.
Well, same thing with AB 32, rock and a hard place. So why not push back on the state? Since this is crippling us, why wouldn't I would think anyone running for office would really want to stand up for stand against what's killing us?
Well, the Board of Supervisors has done that, and of course, Jim Nielsen has been very much against that. The AB 32 was the last one that we had. He has fought that down there. If you go to his website, you will find that he has fought these greenhouse gas pieces of legislation. But you know, you got to realize we don't have the numbers down there. We are run by a one-party system in the legislature, both houses. They have the majority in both houses. Anything they want to pass, they just get to 40 in the 41 in the assembly, and excuse me, 21 in the Senate. They've got it passed. You know, you can sit there and holler all you want and make all the noise you want, but if they have the votes, we don't succeed.
I think Pat
what I'm saying is, I'm sorry.
No, go on. We need to take a break here in a second, but finish up, please.
Okay. Why wouldn't you want to say enough is enough is enough? We cannot do this. It will kill businesses. Why can't you do that?
The Board of Supervisors has done that, and I support that.
Have they done that in a proclamation? Have they gone down officially and said, this is what's happening, this is you're crippling us up here?
They have expressed their opinions, and they have written letters to our legislators.
Okay.
But yet you're still going to expect people to comply, is my guess.
Well, what are you going to do? Thwart state law? I mean,
they will
withhold funds from the county. That's how they punish us.
Okay. Well, here's my view, is that as long as you roll over and take it, they will send more.
You're not rolling over. You're opposing it. But there's not much you can do. They'll whip you.
Okay. We have to take a break. Thanks, Pat, for your questions. We'll be right back. Sherry Beck, running for District 4 Supervisor, is our guest.
the Black Bear Diner. Here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
I'm called the Guru, and I'm going to teach you how to flow life's energy through your chakras so you can view the world through your third eye.
Flow freely through my what? Hate to break it to you, Mr. Guru, sir, but I've only got two eyes. Hey, Papa Bear, how's the dancing coming?
Ooh, these guys sure know how to have fun.
I know we're trying to find our inner bear and all so we can make Black Bear Diner the best it can be for our customers, but...
Remember, guys, the journey to enlightenment flows along a path in and out of the surrounding world.
Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about, Papa Bear?
Not really. Do you?
Nope. All I can think about is enjoying a Bigfoot chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes smothered in country gravy.
Yeah, or huge Hungry Man steak and eggs breakfast. It's served all day.
Let's go give our inner bear something to chew on.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Redding Harley-Davidson brings you this segment. Yeah. Got Big Bike Weekend coming. You want to ride that Harley, don't you? Well, you head on down to Twin View Boulevard. Head on down to 1268. Or give them a call at 241-7117. Ride that Harley. They've got a Harley for everybody. For everybody. For me, for Sherry. They've got one for everybody there. And they've got all the clothing and everything that goes with it and the service. Incomparable service they give. Open from Tuesday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30. You want to experience the ride, you want to live the dream, then head on down to Redding Harley-Davidson. All right. 65 degrees out there. Our guest, of course, is Sherry Beck, running for District 4 Supervisor. She's got a lot of ideas and things she wants to do. But let's go to the phones. Gary, good morning. You have a question for Sherry. Hello, Gary?
Yes.
Do you have a question for Sherry Beck?
I do.
Okay.
And thank Sherry for all her public service, et cetera. But to reiterate what the previous caller said, Pat, and she may have been too nice, I would like to see some backbone in our politicians. We are rolling over, not we. The politicians are rolling over. And let the state be damned, okay? We'll have to sacrifice and put up do without some of the money to make a point, because the state Democrats are strangling us, and we know it, and we keep on rolling over just like Pat. So what is your answer to that? I'll take my answer on the air. Thanks again for your service, Sherry.
Thank you very much for that compliment. I am not one of the good old boys. I am a thinker, as you probably know. If you've seen me out on the community college board, I ask a lot of questions. I did not roll over. Sometimes I didn't vote with the team that was out there, but I did appreciate my service and help for the students out there. I want to do the same thing for my community. I'm very community-minded. I consider this more of a ministry in helping people. I have done that for over 28 years, having worked for four senators and an assemblyman. I know how to negotiate. I know how to resolve issues. And I will stand up for my community. And that's my promise to the people.
So the part about refusing money and just say we're not going to do this is not something you would do that.
We only have about 15% discretionary funds, and we are down to the nitty-gritty. And I think if you'll talk to Larry Vies, he'll tell you that we're operating on a very, very frugal budget. And to have the state withhold funds from us, what kind of programs are we going to cut to do that? We are mandated by the state to do this. We need to look at our budget, and at one time I thought about zero-based budget, looking at each program and each project to see if that was absolutely necessary and if possible to put a sunshine date on it so that we don't continue to go in on our budget and say, well, here's a program, we need to increase it so many percent. No, we need to look at the program and say, is this absolutely necessary? Can we do without this without harming a lot of people in our community?
Would you support an increase in taxes?
No.
Under any circumstances?
No. I'll tell you why. We don't need to increase taxes. There is money there, especially at the state. And I have said this when the Veterans Home people came up here. They wanted to hear from the veterans. How would you resolve this issue to get the Veterans Home open? Where would you find the money? Every one of them that went up there got a response back from them except me. I went up there and I said, you know, there are a lot of commissions and boards and bureaus down there that have all their own money and their surplus. This has been reported in the paper. And I says, why can't you go in and borrow that money or take that money like the governor did 2 years ago and use this to open the homes? And they never gave me a response.
Well, there's no response because that would mean getting rid of their pet projects. Anyway, okay, Sherry Beck is running for District 4 Supervisors. Our guest, we're getting ready to take our last break, and then we'll come back for our last segment.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt.
Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the bar. Linda's fixing the yard today, so it doesn't float down the... Does it float down the street? I hope. 8:55 in the morning on September 17th. It's Monday, so we started off with politics. I think we got politics all week long. Sherry.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, we got about 5 minutes left. Okay. Veterans issues. Okay, wait a minute. Second Amendment, concealed carry.
I think we're entitled to concealed carry.
I think we should insist on it.
In fact, I have an outdated permit, and I need to get it revised so that when I am elected supervisor, I will have my concealed weapon with me.
There you go. You know, I like to think of some of the votes from the Board of Supervisors are concealed weapons because we're never quite sure what it is. But we're going to do – there's going to be a big change. Two supervisors, two new supervisors, right?
Yes.
So that should swing, I would hope, it would swing the power – one way or the other.
It depends on what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, it just seems like we've had 5-0 votes over some really big things.
Well, some of those really big things need 5 votes.
Yeah, they do. Okay, let's go back to the veterans then.
All right.
Veterans home.
Veterans home.
I don't. What can the Board of Supervisors do to get that open?
Well, of course, it's in the city, and they have endorsed the veterans home, getting it open earlier. When I talked to Jim Nielsen last, he said that 2 years ago the governor promised that, and he's on the Assembly Budget Committee, promised that there would be $10 million to open Fresno and Redding. Then when the budget came around, he reduced that. This year, he only gave us $4 million. What does that do? All it does is allow you to hire staff and train them to do what? There's no people in there.
I think Linda said the other day that they're buying beds. And they do have, okay. but they do have job openings out there, my friends.
Right.
So, but I think they're buying beds and wheelchairs and these kind of things.
Yeah, they're putting supplies and facilities and.
Speaking
furniture.
Of which, let me give a while I'm thinking about a huge shout out to Pete Privett and the Veterans Clinic. They did something on Friday. They made something work, and they could have, you know, they didn't have to, but they made something work that for a veteran that I just can't say enough about. So thank you, you know, hooray and a oorah to the Veterans Clinic and Pete Privett. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm very supportive of the veterans. I have veterans going way back in my family. My great-great-grandfather was in the Union Army during the Civil War and played on a drum, and my brother has the drum. My husband, a brother-in-law, a brother, a son-in-law who was a career Navy man, my grandson, and also I have two nephews now. One is in Iraq and one in Afghanistan.
Well, God bless them, and bring them back safely.
That's what we're praying for.
Every day. Okay, you're right. The Veterans Home doesn't fall within y'all, but it's going to be such a huge impact on the county.
Absolutely.
In the city, in the North State. Yes. And frankly, I think Brown and his thugs down there in the Democratic Party, and not all Democrats, of course, just the ones in the Assembly and the Senate, you know, they could open this place up if they wanted to.
They could.
They could if they wanted to. And I guess really I don't understand what the battle is against the veterans and why nobody calls them on this. Why doesn't the big papers call them on this and just say, what is this? You know, you're talking about a speck in the budget to open up two veterans home for these people.
Yeah.
For veterans.
They want high-speed rail and they want the twin tunnels.
You know what? But it's not even that. It's, you know, and because I've asked about commissions and committees and all these other things, that all these nice to have things, and the idea that I believe you mentioned during the break is that doing a full audit of every department after the Parks Department finds 54
million dollars in just a little slush fund that the woman didn't know about, who's been ahead of it for 20 years.
Yeah, I'm sure she didn't know about it.
So give us some thoughts here toward the end. Sherry, what you'd like to accomplish and all that.
Okay, I would like to help the veterans. They have a homeless issue, and I've been speaking with Bob Dunlap on how I could be effective as a supervisor to help him on that. I would also like to see a support group emphasized and encouraged for families who have loved ones overseas. My daughter worked in this particular area in San Diego when her husband was overseas during Desert Storm, and I think it's very encouraging for families to know that they have a support group here and that there are elected officials who support them and want to help them in the different issues that they have. I am very supportive of veterans.
Great. Well, thank you, Sherry. Thanks for coming in today. Good luck on the debate tonight out at Bonneville, you and your opponent, Bill Chappelle.
Thank you.
Now, Bill will be on later on this week. Tomorrow, Rick Bassetti is going to be on. We've got a whole week of politics this week, and I guess we'll continue to do that for the next couple of weeks. Sherry Beck, running for District 4 Supervisor, SherryBeck2012.com. Remember.
Thank you.
It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The teacher strike in Chicago is now a court fight as the mayor tries to force them back to work. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Chicago.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel says the strike is illegal and threatens students' health and safety. He's asking a state court for an injunction. This is day six, and for parents...
We had a very educational week last week, and we made best use of our time visiting all the great museums in Chicago.
She's had to make more arrangements as the teachers' union reviews the school district's contract offer. Another parent wonders, why so long to get this done?
They should have went and did all of this before it was time for these kids to start school.
Some teachers plan to rally in front of Mayor Emanuel's office this afternoon. Lisa?
Jennifer, the U.S. launching a trade case against China. President Obama set to announce it at a campaign event in Ohio, accusing China of unfair subsidies on exports of autos and auto parts. Mitt Romney's campaign says getting tough with China is long overdue. He speaks later today at the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce in L.A. The